Welcome to Good Nature, a podcast all about optimism and the great outdoors. I'm your host, Haley O'Brien. Thanks for tuning in for our very first episode. Today, I'll be joined by a few guests who will share with us their own stories and tell us what we can expect from this monthly podcast. Don Jacobs from Discover NEPA will share a segment with us, and Kat Bolis from the WVIA news team. We'll also tell you about events in your community you can take part in this upcoming month, and we'll introduce you to a young man from Northeast Pennsylvania who has quite the holiday display.
I honestly feel like young Santa Claus the most times, so hopefully I'm doing this till I actually grow a white beard.
First, I'm joined by Don Jacobs from Discover NEPA. This is a new partnership we're very excited about, and you're going to be sharing with us your segment, Go Wild with Discover NEPA.
I'm excited. How about this? At my age, I am doing something different, a podcast.
Doing something new.
This is pretty crazy. Good-natured and outdoors and optimism. Couldn't have picked a better name for this little segment we're going to be doing. I'm excited.
Thank you. Yes. So tell us about what you've been doing at Discover NEPA. What is Go Wild?
Yeah, so Discover NEPA started in 2017, right? It promotes everything. The best restaurants. It promotes the best music, the venues, where you can get breads and coffees and everything. So they decided at the middle of this year, when they found out I was available, let's do more outdoors, anything related to outdoors. And they came up with the catch, Go Wild with Discover NEPA. So we've been posting stories since July, right? And it's really pretty cool because I go in and I talk to my producer, Brian, who worked with me in my previous job. And I just say, what do you want to do today? You know, well, we're getting close to Christmas. How about let's find a reindeer farm? So we did. And we went and did a story on a reindeer farm, right? It's really more like we brainstorm. What can we do to be positive? Optimism, like you have here behind us. Mm-hmm. What can we do to be positive? And what can we do to tell people Northeastern Pennsylvania is a great place to live? And that's what Discover NEPA is all about. It really is just about you want to do something, you can do it. And you don't have to leave Northeastern Pennsylvania.
And it's so valuable to hear these stories and all these places that are highlighted, these places that we can go to, hiking, all these adventures people can go on and different hobbies people can take up outside of work to enrich their life, right?
Oh, absolutely. Now, are you an outdoors person?
I am. Yeah, I spent some time living in the Poconos. I spent a lot of time on the trails, running and walking and hiking. So
yeah.
I'm pretty outdoorsy. I grew up in Scranton, Pennsylvania.
Okay.
So I'm a city girl and a outdoorsy girl too, I guess.
Yeah. And you don't have to be like we're going to do some fishing stories, and we've done them already. We've done some hunting stories. But what we're trying to do is tell the people out there in Northeastern Pennsylvania, it's ski season. If you've never done it, there's places where you can rent the skis, you can get skiing lessons. How about the kids snowboarding or even tubing? We used to take our tube up to a Fox Hill Country Club in West Pittston and go down the number 6 slope. Well, you can do it now at any of the ski resorts, right? So we're going to hopefully tell people, get off the couch. Get away from all the social media things that you have, from iPads to phones. Get up and get out, fill your lungs with fresh air, and let's have some fun outside. And that's what Go Wild is. And it doesn't have to be an active sport. We went mushroom picking with somebody that's really into health, and we picked chaga, this really healthy mushroom, and she made stuff with it. Well, that's outdoors, and you can do that if you learn how to do it. You know, it's not strenuous. It's not hard to do. Stuff like that. You know, one of the things I like doing, too, is we like promoting nonprofits. I'm really into veterans, so we've visited 3 of them around here already. Somebody like the Carbon County Environmental Education Center, right? So Susan Gallagher teaches kids so much about the great outdoors. Literally, that she has programs, her and her staff, all the time. But she also does something different. She takes care of injured and orphaned animals.
We are also a licensed wildlife rehabilitation center, which we consider very much a public service. So we serve all of Carbon County, several surrounding counties as well. If someone finds something that's injured, that's orphaned, that's sick, they can call us. In some cases, all they need is some advice. Many times it's just leave it alone, right? But sometimes they actually do need help. The animals and the people need help, and we're here to offer that service.
And she's been doing it for years, and there are other animal rehabilitators out there, but the good feeling that everybody gets. So you find an injured or orphaned animal, and you feel compelled to help it. So as soon as you drop it off at somebody like Susan Geller, the Carbon County Environmental Education Center, you get this sense of, I did something, right? I'm very happy. I'm very proud that I did something.
Mm-hmm. And education is a large part of letting people know how to help, yeah. what they can do, how they can get involved. Community engagement is my beat. That's my passion.
Right.
So
yeah.
I love just
And you do it quite
people.
Well, by the way.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. And I did quite a bit of reporting in Carbon County as well, so very familiar with what they do at the Environmental Education Center.
Yeah, I love educating, especially like somebody will say, why did you do that story? I said, because I knew nothing about it. And if I can ask the questions and you have known nothing about it and you do when I'm done, then we've done our job. As reporters, we've educated. Like, I didn't know that alpaca wool was warmer than regular wool. So I bought a pair of alpaca socks, and luckily, because the deer season was so cold, but we went and visited an alpaca farm, and I bought the socks right where the alpacas were, you know, were. So
cool.
That's an education. It was fun. I actually got kissed by an alpaca, right? So, you know, it's all about just having fun and educating and entertaining. It really is.
Now I'm getting to know you a little bit. I know you love learning and you love the outdoors. Tell us more about who Don Jacobs is and what your background is.
Well, my background, for 42 years, I was at WNEP-TV, right? So earlier this year, they decided to take it out of production, and they let myself and the producer go. And Discover NEPA found us, and so there's Go Wild with Discover NEPA. But I'm born and raised in West Pittston, Wyoming area graduate, right? Raised my kids there. I have five grandchildren. My fiance is works for UGI, and she's a singer, and we live together and have fun. It's all about getting out and visiting all the good restaurants and music. I sort of have this feeling that I'm going to tell you, I interviewed a 102-year-old hunter on his birthday. We did a story with him, Ray wow. Swingle from up in Susquehanna County. And we're sitting there, and I said to Ray, what's your key? And I've interviewed people 100 years and older. I said, what's your key? And some of them say, shot of bourbon every day, or, you know, whatever. He said to me, just keep moving, because a moving target is harder to hit.
Wow.
And since that moment, I said, God darn it, I'm going to keep moving. I'm going to keep moving. Even if I feel the ache and the pain, I'm going to get up and keep moving. And that's how we live. Lucy and I and my grandkids, when we're together, we don't sit around and watch TV. You know, I'm known as the guy that'll turn a rock over and tell them what kind of salamander it is. Mm. Like, I'm that kind of papa. So, yeah, so I'm going to keep moving. We're going to keep going. It's all about just having fun and promoting northeastern Pennsylvania. What a great place we live in.
Yeah, sounds great. I'm loving the optimism and loving the segments that you're going to be bringing to this podcast.
Yeah.
Thanks so much for joining me today, Don.
Oh, my pleasure. And we'll even get into some tips in the future.
Sounds good, Don. We look forward to you sharing those tips with us about how to enjoy this wonderful region. Now I'm joined by one of our own here at WVIA, Kat Polis. She is our environment, outdoors, and community reporter on the WVIA news team. And we are calling this segment Keeping Up with Kat because you have a whole lot of adventures in your reporting. Tell us a little bit about what we could expect with this segment.
Sure. So last year we started Keeping Up with Kat. So the idea came about from our managing editor, Faith Golay. She said she couldn't keep up with me because I was pitching story ideas that were kind of all over the place. And by all over the place, I mean like in Wellsboro, at the top of mountains, along rivers, kind of in our, you know, outdoor spaces in northeastern and central Pennsylvania. So the idea was that I would kind of seek out the adventure and then report on it, you know, so if people were either interested to go and, you know, take a hike themselves or go boating themselves, but were maybe a little nervous at first, I was kind of the guinea pig to go and do it. And you know, I love the outdoors and I love outdoor adventuring to kind of use like these skills I've acquired over the years to kind of help people or even just tell them about the things that are in our backyard.
Yes. And you have seeked out a few thrills
yes.
over the last year or so.
Yeah. So I went ice skating at Hillside Park, which I know in Clark Summit, which I know isn't the biggest thrill, but it's on a pond. It's outside, you know, all the if you don't have your own skate, you kind of just search through bins that are labeled by shoe size to kind of find your own skate size. They have chairs you could push around, and it's just something to do in the winter. That's kind of where the whole idea started from. It was like, you know, you're cooped up in the winter, but there are still some outdoor activities you can do. I also went on a hike along the Appalachian Trail in the snow. A group down in Schuylkill County had moved the Appalachian Trail across rail tracks to make it easier and more accessible for people who are hiking. So I was out there with my trekking poles. I had my crampons on my shoes.
What are crampons?
So crampons are like ice spikes, basically. They stretch over your shoes and they have like spikes at the bottom. They're not like super sharp, but it's so you could kind of grip into the snow or the ice.
Okay.
You know, or kind of like when there's more slippery conditions.
Okay.
I went hiking in the snow last year. That was fun.
That's a challenge.
Yeah.
And the ice skating too. I'd be scared to go out on the ice.
Yeah.
Speaking of the ice, you did ice fishing as well.
Yes.
That's very thrilling.
Yeah. So last year was interesting because we had a really cold winter. So you could go ice skating, you could go ice fishing, and the cold was prolonged. So all of our lakes and ponds were kind of frozen over, and you need at least like 5 inches of ice to be able to ice skate or go ice fishing. And we had more than enough of that last winter. So myself and our photographer, Amy Dilger, we went to Francis Slocum State Park. And as we were driving up to the lake at Francis Slocum State Park, you can see it was dotted with people in their little tents, and they had their little sleds with all their gear kind of pulled out onto the lake. So her and I, we took our crampons and we kind of just shuffled our way out into the lake, and we talked to a couple of people who were out there ice fishing.
Okay, let's hear from them.
Yeah, so the first person we're going to hear, this is me talking with Kyle Rizzle. He was from Lancaster County, and he had caught like a megafish the day before. So he came back up again to Francis Slocum, which is in Luzerne County, to see if he could get another one.
I'm asking everyone, like, what is it about ice fishing that makes you want to, like, come out onto the ice, drill a hole, sit here for a couple of hours?
Yeah, it is pretty crazy stuff. I don't know. A lot of people say the fish bite better through the ice.
Pretty crazy stuff. I would say the same.
Yes. And there's, like, you know, the people who go ice fishing, the anglers who go ice fishing, they're dressed, you know, they're in snow pants, they're in snow jackets, they have their gloves, their hats, their boots on, they have all their gear. Sometimes people set up tents on the ice to kind of keep themselves warm, and then they drill their little hole and they put the tent over it and just kind of hang out. So then Kyle was there with his buddy Eric, so he directed us to go talk to Eric. So Amy and I again shuffled across the ice and found Eric, so we'll hear from him next.
I absolutely love fishing, so to me it's just a different experience, like having your flags, seeing a flag pop up, knowing you have a fish, pulling it in by hand.
So they'll set up, there's a certain number of holes that ice fishermen are allowed to drill. And they have this little contraption where they put lines down into the holes. And when a fish, you know, catches on, a flag pops up. So you have to run over and you have to sometimes reel that fish out by hand to be able to kind of capture, you know, your fish.
Wow.
Yeah.
So did you feel safe when you were out there?
I did, yeah. I think I grew up ice skating. My cousins lived near Lackawanna State Park, so we would go ice skating at Lackawanna State Park. So I think I wasn't as afraid of the ice as maybe I should have been. But yeah, I was like right out there. And the ice sometimes makes like a noise underneath you, or I should say the water sometimes makes a noise underneath you, which is a little scary. And I experienced that when we went up to Eagle's Mere. They were able to do their ice luge for the first time, and I think it was like 10 years. And that was a crazy operation, too.
That was really cool.
That was cool. Yeah, so I spent a lot of time on the ice last year.
Yeah, and good for you for getting out there. I prefer being in the warm studio, but I'll let you go and tell those stories. I wanted to learn a little bit more about you. You brought up your upbringing and ice skating at Lackawanna State Park. Tell us about who Kat Bolus is, where you're from, and what you do outside of work.
Man, who is Kat Bolus? I'm from Scranton. I grew up in West Scranton. Literally, you know, in a very urban part of the city. But my dad had gone to college at Mansfield. So he experienced the great outdoors when he was up there at college. So that was something we always did when I was a kid. We always went camping. We went, you know, we would find swimming holes to go into. We would go ice skating. My parents were big about getting outdoors even when it was cold. So they'd be dragging me on walks when it was freezing. So I just always kind of loved the outdoors. And so I'm kind of happy to be able to bring that into my reporting now.
Yeah, and I'm sure that prepared you for a lifestyle of being a Pennsylvania reporter in our very large, diverse region, all the stories you've been able to tell.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad we're able to bring them to this podcast. Thanks for joining me today, Kat.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Haley.
Now it's time for some positivity. I'm excited to introduce you to Northeast Pennsylvania's own Buddy the Elf. Nick Antidormi loves to spread Christmas cheer with his holiday display at his family home.
You can walk through. There's paths all around all these tree lines.
Nick Antidormi loves to welcome the public to his family home every Christmas season.
Looks cool with all the snow. I like it. This is so cool.
He works all year long planning, designing, and building what is known as St. Nick's Display in Waymart.
I actually switch it up every year. Yeah. Sometimes there's more paths, sometimes there's less. So every time you come here, it's a little different. There's always something new at St. Nick's. Here I have to stake the stuff, so if you notice all these guide wires, this is why I don't want kids in the yard either, because there's so many wires everywhere. But this keeps stuff from blowing away, because we get like 50 mile an hour gusts here, so stuff will fly away.
He's a hard worker and a jolly guy.
The kids could fake color, which is a cool photo.
His personality and work ethic are being shared with the world in a new HGTV reality show called Hoarding for the Holidays.
Hi guys, it's St. Nick here. Welcome to my crazy Christmas basement. Let's take a tour.
Antidormi's collection includes 400 Christmas trees and twice as many blow molds.
I'll probably never get rid of my stuff because I am so obsessed with collecting. It makes me all bubbly. I feel like a kid again. So anytime I could feel that way in this crazy world, I will. And I'll never let anybody tell me otherwise. More stuff than I could even use.
His love for the holiday might have something to do with the day he was born. He'll turn 27 on Christmas Day.
So honestly, I feel like this was in my birth certificate contract. It said you have to decorate.
Yeah.
So I honestly feel like young Santa Claus the most times. So hopefully I'm doing this till I actually grow a white beard.
Antidormi says he can't predict how much time and money he's invested. It's all from the heart.
It's cool that my family home where I had really special memories is now being a part of everyone else's special memories. And that honestly makes my heart really full of joy. I'm just happy to share this place with everyone else. I've just always been in my own lane and I tell everybody to do what they love. Even if somebody puts you down, just keep at it and eventually it'll be something big. Like my display started very, very small and I never pictured it would ever be like this. So honestly, keep your dreams. And it might take 10 years, but you'll get there.
Part of our goal with the Good Natured Podcast is to promote community engagement. Part of that is letting you know what events there are to participate in your community. Joining me now is Caitlin McKevich. She is our audience engagement manager here at WVIA. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
So I wanted you to come in and share with us the events that WVIA is hosting over the next month.
We are hosting many events here in the community and at WVIA Studios, and we want to welcome you. One of our first events we're having is an All Creatures Great and Small preview. We're having two, one in the community and one here at WVIA. The one in the community is at the Dietrich Theater in Tunkhannock, and that is on January 4th. And we have another one here at WVIA later that week, where you come take a tour of the building, listen to some great speakers, and see the first episode. And that is on Thursday, January 8th.
Okay. What else is happening in January?
Well, Keystone Edition is back and better than ever. We are going to be inviting the community and community partners back into the station to see a live taping and take a tour of our newly renovated studios.
That's a great opportunity for folks to see how a live television comes together. And you can tour our newly renovated studio, which includes this new podcast studio.
Yes.
That's a lot of fun. What else? We have a member day coming
up? We have a member day, one of the best days of the year. It's at Elk Mountains, our ski day. And if you're not a member, you can become a member and still, you know, take part in this wonderful full day of skiing. It's on January 7th at Elk Mountain in Uniondale.
That's a great day. Love to meet our members. Are you a skier?
I'm not a skier. I have skied in the past. I like to, you know, take some selfies in the snow up there and just enjoy the members and give out some free prizes and things like that.
Yes. Those who don't know Caitlin yet, she's always out and about promoting and planning our events, taking photos, posting on social media. She wears a lot of hats here at WVIA. Yes. Tell us a little bit about you outside of work. What do you like to do?
Outside of work, I love to volunteer. I love to go on road trips and adventure and discover small towns and, you know, what else is out there. I'm a big fan of Jessica Simpson. I'm actually going to see her this weekend in concert.
Ooh.
And, you know, I love just being a part of the community and getting out and volunteering and things like that.
Well, we look forward to you sharing your adventures with us. For more details about WVIA events, visit our website, wvia.org/events. And for more things to do around the region this upcoming month, visit discovernepa.com. That does it for our first episode of Good Natured. I'm Haley O'Brien. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next month.